Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
It's a joy to be here again.
喺度十分嘅喜乐，再一次能够与大家嚟到交通。
To be able to share the things that God has shared with me.
能够将神与我交通嘅话与大家嚟到交通。
Will you please turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings?
请打开列王记上。
1 Kings chapter 17.
第十七章。
Starting on verse 1 and reading through the first half of verse 10.
由第一节开始读，我哋到第十节。
Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the sellers of Gilead, said to Ahab, As the Lord the God of Israel lives before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and lived by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there, and behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks.
基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对阿哈说：我主着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。耶和华的话临到以利亚说。你离开这里往东去藏在约旦河东边的基立溪旁你要喝那溪里的水我要吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东的基立溪旁乌鸦早晚给他担饼和肉来他也喝那溪里的水过了些日子溪水干了因为没有雨下在地上耶和华的话临到他说你起身往西顿的撒勒伯去住在那里我要吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你以利亚就起身往撒勒伯去到了城门见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴以利亚夫叫他说求你吹点水来给我喝
And then you would turn over to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1.
请打开这个路加福音的第一章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 17.
路加福音第一章第十七节。
It reads, And it is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女。叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备合用的百姓。
And then one last passage from the book of James.
雅各书
Chapter 5, verse 17.
第五章第十七节。
James 5, 17.
雅各书五章十七节。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it did not rain on the earth.For 3 years and 6 months.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳求祷告，恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不下在地上。
Can we bow our heads and commit this time back to the Lord?
请低头一同你去祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time you give us this morning.
父神，为着早上你为我哋预备嘅时间，我感谢你。
That we can come.And read of your words.
我们能够一同来到阅读你的话。
And that we can speak of your words.
也都能够交通你的话。
Because we know that you have hidden treasure for us.
因为晓得在当中有宝贝在其中。
And we want to come before you empty-handed with an open heart.
我们到你面前手空空将我们的心来到开放。
To receive your sustenance, your provision for us.
予以来接受你为我们所预备的丰满。
We pray that your spirit would lead us this morning.
愿意主的灵来引领我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Amen. Now these verses that we've read, two of them, of course, talk about the rain.
剛才所讀到的聖經有兩個處地方要講到落雨。
And of course we know that it's been a while since it's rained here.
我們知道有很久沒落雨了，現在落了。
Now I didn't have this burden to speak about Elijah and the rain because all of a sudden it's been a drought. It seems like it's going to be a drought here again and now it starts raining.
看到很久沒落雨，很乾旱，現在又落雨了。
But I share because of the burden the Lord has placed in me.
不是因為看見這樣的環境所以跟大家交通，而是主將一個負擔放在我心裡面，所以我跟大家交通這段話。
About the person of Elijah.
就是你要交通以利亞這個人。
And the work that the Lord did in the person of Elijah.
還有神主在以利亞這個人身上所作的。
It really resonates in my heart.
實在叫我心裡面被震動。
And I think the Lord prompted me, in regards to this.
神在那裡感動我為了這件事情。
Because of some of the matters that were shared at the conference last month.
也都是因著上一個月在特會裡面東寧會裡面所交通的。
Now, this person of Elijah was actually something that has been on my heart for quite a while, for many years. I look back at my notes.
其實以利亞這個人的記載在我自己的筆記本裡面呢這都是記載了很多，同埋亦都神將呢個人放我心裏邊一段嘅日子。
And I've always had this burden, this desire to share about the person of Elijah.
所以我常常都盼望有機會嚟交通以利亞呢一個嘅人。
For many years now.
好多年以嚟。
It's almost been 5 years as I was looking back through my notes.
其實咧已經喺度五年啦。
But it was only now that I feel that the Lord has given me the prompting to share.
直到今日。如今我就感覺神在那裡帶領我來交通。
Based on what some of the brethren had shared with us earlier.
就根據先那段日子弟兄們向我們交通的。
About the messenger.
就是關於個信差。
And what it means to be a messenger.
信差是什麼意思呢?
For we know that Elijah was a messenger.
我們知道以利亞是一個使者。
And it was his spirit and power that rested on John the Baptist, who was another messenger.
好似神嘅將能力同埋心智擺喺另一個嘅使者嘅身上邊就係施浸約翰。
And so it makes me think then, what does it really mean to be in the spirit and power of Elijah as a messenger?
以利亞嘅心智同埋能力究竟係咩意思咧？神將呢啲嘢擺喺身上邊。
We know Elijah was a great prophet.
我們知道以利亞是一個偉大的先知。
And he was one who was expected to come again. The Jews look for the person of Elijah to come again in the New Testament.
猶太人裡面深切盼望以利亞有一天要再來。
For there's a prophecy in the book of Malachi about how Elijah would come again to restore the hearts of fathers to the children, the children to the fathers.
因為在馬拉基書那裡有一個預言就是瑪利亞要再回來叫兒女的心轉向父親父親的心也轉向他的兒女。
And so this is what we had actually read in the book of Luke.
這個就是我們在路加福音剛才所念過的那一段的經文。
It refers back to this prophecy in Malachi.
其實呢那段經文呢是指著馬拉基書的預言而講的。
We know Elijah was one who appeared with Moses, with the Lord at that mountain.
在这个变化山上边以利亚和摩西都在那里显现。
When the Lord Jesus was transfigured and shown in glory before Peter and James and John.
当在变化山上边主耶稣来到变化面貌在他带领的门徒雅各、约翰、彼得也都在那里。
And we also know that Elijah was one of very few men who did not die.
以利亞也都是很少數沒有經歷死亡的人。
But was taken up.
那是被提上天的。
You know, we can only think of Enoch and perhaps maybe Melchizedek as other individuals who did not die.
我們能夠想像的就是以諾和麥基洗德。
And then we also know that Elijah was one of very few men who raised up individuals from the dead.
以利亞亦都係先知嘅裏邊甚少嘅一個叫人從死裏邊復活嘅。
So he was a very unique individual in the Bible.
所以喺聖經裏邊佢係一個有特色嘅人物。
But as unique as he was still a man.
雖然佢十分嘅有特色，但係佢仍然係一個人。
And as we read in the book of James, he had a nature like ours.
喺雅各書話俾我聽，佢同我哋係一樣性情嘅人。
You know, that is, he had struggles, he had problems.
即係意思咧，乃係佢有困難嘅，佢哋都有掙扎嘅。
You know, he had those moments, those feelings of loneliness, even depression.
佢亦都有孤單嘅感覺時候，佢哋都有沮喪嘅時候。
It's those very same things that you and I go through.
就係你同我都會經歷嘅。
No, but Elijah was also one who had a very fiery temper.
以利亞亦都係一個脾氣激烈嘅人。
I don't have a fiery temper.
我唔係一個脾氣暴躁快嘅人。
But maybe some of you out there have a fiery temper.
或者你哋在座當中有啲咧好大脾氣嘅。
Elijah was one who called down fire from heaven multiple times.
以利亞係嗰個呼喚從天上邊有火降落嚟，並且幾次有火從天上邊降落嚟。
You did not want to get on his bad side.
你唔想喺佢企喺佢敵對面。
So through this, we can really see that Elijah was one who had the Spirit of God and the power of God residing within him.
喺度我哋睇見以利亞啦，有神嘅聖靈，有神嘅能力喺佢嘅裏面。
To be able to do all these great things, to do all these very unique things.
以至於佢能夠作呢啲有特色嘅事。
It could only be by the Spirit and power of God.
呢啲乃係唯有能夠有神嘅心智同埋能力嘅人才能夠作嘅。
Now Elijah's name means the Lord is my God.
以利亞嘅名字嘅意思就係主係我嘅神。
My God is Jehovah.
我嘅神就係耶和華。
And through his life, as recorded in the Bible, we know that he was a man of God.
喺呢個聖經裏邊，我一直嚟睇，我知道佢係一個神人。
And what makes him stand out besides all the things that has already been mentioned is that he was really a man of action.
除咗頭先所敘述嗰啲事情之外，佢還有咩嘢特別咧？就係佢一個行動嘅人。
When we think of the many other prophets in the Old Testament,
喺舊約裏邊有一啲嘅先知
，we mainly remember them because of the word that the Lord had allowed them to record.
佢哋嘅作嘅咧就係將神嘅話記錄落嚟。
We think of Isaiah and Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, the major prophets, and the 12 minor prophets.
就大部分呢個大先知、小先知，好似以賽亞、但以理啊、以西結啊，呢一班人都係咁樣樣。
All these men were moved by the Spirit to record God's words in written form.
佢哋都係被聖靈感動，將神嘅話記錄落嚟。
But Elijah did not have that responsibility.
但以利亞卻神唔係容許喺呢一方面。
Instead, his responsibility, his privilege was to carry out the words of God.
神所俾佢嘅使命乃係將神嘅指示嚟到引出嚟。
So he lived them out and he demonstrated that God is a God of spirit and God is a God of power.
所以佢乃係活出神乃一位有能力嘅神，神乃一位活嘅神。
He was a man who was always on the go.
佢咧就係時常喺度作事嘅人。
You look at the many different passages, scenes of Elijah, and you see the word go associated with him.
如果你睇以利亞嘅記錄咧，你常常就睇見以利亞去呢度，去嗰度。
The Lord was either always telling him to go, or he was telling others to go.
一係咧，主你要話俾佢聽你去邊度；一係咧，佢話俾人聽叫人哋去邊度。
So he was a man of action.
所以咧，佢係。作事嘅人，
but he was also a man who was very strong, very rugged.
佢並且咧係一個十分強壯嘅人，堅強嘅人。
We can kind of picture him as someone like John the Baptist.
好似呢個施浸約翰一樣。
He was a wild man.
係一個好活喺野地嘅人。
He lived out in the desert, in the wilderness.
就住喺個野地嘅。
He was hairy. He wore a leather belt, leather girdle, like John the Baptist.
佢咧就穿着呢個毛衣駱駝毛嘅。
And here, in this passage here in 1 Kings 17, we read of some of the food that he eats.
喺呢個列王記上17章，我哋睇見呢個以利亞所吃嘅食物。
which is different than what most ordinary men eat.
就同人所吃的很不一样。
Not too much unlike John the Baptist and how he ate wild locusts and honey.
就好像跟这个司浸约翰所吃的没什么大分别，好像司浸约翰所吃的就是蝗虫和野物。
Elijah was someone who really lived on the edge of society.
以利亚呢就真的边缘，好像社会的边缘人一样。
And I would even say that he was one who lived at the cutting edge.
就是好像世上边所不要人一样。
He was not afraid to push the envelope, if you know what I mean.
他不惧怕来到做一些人所看不接受的事。
No, he lived an extreme life.
他所活出的生活呢是十分的困苦的。
No, he said and went to places where few before him had gone.
他所讲的话，他去的地方，那是以前的人呢甚少所讲或者做的。
And through this, he was able to discover some of the depth and the heights of God.
藉著他这样来活出呢，以致到叫主那个长和阔和高呢能够被显现出来。
I think to really get an appreciation of who Elijah is and what he did, we have to step back a little bit and understand the times that he lived in.
如果我要更深入了解以利亚这个人呢，我必须停留一步来到了解他的时代的背景。
If we're to scan back into chapter 16 of 1 Kings, we can see the time of Israel.
如果我们回到16章的时候呢，看一下那个时候以色列人的光景。
The king and the condition of the people.
王和当时国民的光灵性的光景如何。
This was about 850 some years before the time of our Lord.
这个是在主前850年左右的事情。
The kingdom of Israel had split apart for 50 some years from the time after Solomon.
在所罗门王以后，他们就分裂为南国北国，已经分裂了50年之久了。
And we may remember that the northern tribe, the northern kingdom, Israel, had fallen into great idolatry after Jeroboam.
北国呢，因着在耶罗波安引导他们拜偶像的缘故呢，他们都一同来拜偶像。
Ahab had come to the throne.
阿哈王就在这个时间来作王。
He was the seventh king after Solomon for the northern kingdom.
他是在北面的王国，所罗门以后的第七个王。
And he did nothing to stop the idolatrous worship of idols.
他没有做到任何措施来阻止民众来拜偶像。
In fact, in chapter 16, it's even recorded that he did much to promote the worship of idols.
反而呢，在16章那里呢，讲到鼓励国民来拜偶像。
For we read in that chapter that he married Jezebel.
因为呢，在那里呢，我见到呢，他来到与这个也使别了结婚。
Who was a very wicked woman.
那一个败坏的女人。
Because she was one who worshipped the Baals.
因为呢，她在那里了拜这个巴别。
That is
巴力。
The Canaanite gods. So she worshipped the Canaanite gods. And because she worshipped the Canaanite gods, and when Ahab married her in a way to satisfy her, appease her,He erected altars for Baal.
因为呢，这个耶洗别呢，他来拜巴力啊。他结咗婚之后呢，这个阿哈王要氹太太开心，所以呢，他就来到起咗一啲嘅祭坛。
We know the condition of Israel was very poor, was very low at this point in time spiritually.
以色列人个灵性呢，进到最低点。
Because so many people had followed in the ways of the king and the queen.
因为呢好多人呢来跟随这个王和皇后所作的。
And they worship the Baals.
就来到拜这个偶像这个巴力。
And then even worse than that, this queen cut off by the sword many of the prophets of God.
并且呢耶洗别呢用刀剑杀了耶和华先知。
So the name of God had been practically reduced to nothing at the time that Elijah came.
所以当在以利亚的年代呢神的先知所传流的不多。
So Ahab did more evil and did more to provoke the Lord God than all the other kings who were before him.
所以阿哈因着这些事激怒神，超过他以前的列王。
And so it was because of these circumstances that God raised up this man, Elijah.
因着这些背景，神就在那里兴起以利亚这位先知。
For a time such as this.
就是这段的光景。
So that the name of God, so that the voice of God would not be extinguished.
以至于神的话不隔在那里不熄灭。
In verse 1 of chapter 17, we see that Elijah comes out of nowhere.
第17章第一节好像突然间不知道在哪里就出了一个以利亚出来。
Now, this is the first mention of the person of Elijah in the Bible.
这个是整本圣经里面第一次提到以利亚。
And what an opening scene he had.
这个敞开的一个的光景。
He comes without much introduction, and then he makes his big proclamation, this large prediction.
在这里并没有什么来介绍出这位先知，但他果然在这里作了一个伟大的一个预测。
And then in verses 2 and 3, we know he departs.
然后在第二节、第三节他就离开了。
Now, Elijah is much like the wind.
以利亚呢好像一阵风一样。
Comes out of nowhere.
不知道从哪里来的。
We don't know its beginning, we don't know its end.
不知道从哪里来的，都不知道去了哪里。
It's just like the Spirit.
好像圣灵一样。
And those born of the Spirit.
也都好像那些从圣灵而生的一样。
We don't know the moving of the Spirit.
我们不晓得圣灵如何来到运作。
We really don't understand these things.
也都不明白。
But thank God.
感谢主。
He is the one who understands the moving of the Spirit.
主就是那位明白圣灵并且是使圣灵行动的那一位。
Because God himself is the one who directs the Spirit.
因为主就是那位指示圣灵作事的。
And because the Spirit was in Elijah, he knew of Elijah's movements.
圣灵在这个以利亚里面，他知道圣灵的，以利亚知道圣灵的行动。
So Elijah bursts onto the scene.
以利亚突然间出现。
And he hits the ground running.
并且在那里立刻就来了行走了。
In full force.
快速的行动。
This is amazing.
这个何等的奇妙。
This is such a big opening act, you might say.
就是一个好开场就已经好厉害的一个开场了。
God was ready to use him in a very bold, in a very strong way.
神的大能大力呢叫就来使用这位的先知。
And so he pronounces to the king that there would be no rain nor dew in this land except by his word.
他向这个王来宣告如果他不讲话呢地上边不落雨也都没有露水。
Now, there was no stumbling, there was no stammering, there was no hesitation in his proclamation.
在那里没有一个踌躇在那里来的。
How many of us are like that?
我们究竟有多少人好像这样呢
?Who are so ready.
是已经完全预备好。
Who can go off so smoothly.
能够行动得顺利如此的顺利。
The very first time.
第一次。
This is the hand of God.
神的手用他的时候。
Now in this, I see there's a great lesson.
我看见这个实在一个伟大的功课。
Especially for those of us like me who are a little bit slower.
就好像我这比较慢一点的人。
Who don't move so fast, who don't speak so eloquently.
我不是一个行动很快速的也都不是讲话十分流利的人。
It's really a lesson of preparation.
这个给我看见是一个预备自己的功课。
Waiting before the Lord.
必须在神面前有预备。
And getting ourselves ready.
叫我们预备好了。
Not just for worldly matters.
不单只是熟悉的事情是如此。
Not just in our workplaces.
不单只是工作上面是如此。
But even more so when it comes to spiritual matters.
在属灵的事情上更加如此。
That when we come before the Lord.
当我们到主的面前。
That when we come before his people, that we're ready.
当主叫我到他的子民面前的时候我们能够预备好成为被主用的人。
You know, I can't help but think of some of my own personal experiences.
我就回想起我自己的经历。
And what I'm reminded of is my children.
就想起我的儿女。
Probably one in particular that I think really typifies who I am and how I am like.
当看见他的时候呢就看见我自己是怎样的一个人。
When they were much younger, we would pray together.
当他们联咒的时候，我一同来祷告。
And when we would pray together, because they were so young and they didn't know so much, I had to tell them, okay, well, we're going to pray in this order. A, B, C, D. 1, 2, 3, 4.
因为他们小的时候不晓得祷告，我就告诉他们，我们用这样的次序，1, 2, 3, 4, 来祷告。
Not really the content, but this is the order, okay? Brother 1, brother 2, brother 3, brother 4, that way.
这样就不是单是内容，就是谁祷告的次序，大仔、二仔、三仔、四仔，谁祷告先都安排好了。
So it wasn't long before we were ready to move on and remove those types of restrictions.
没几耐，我就将这些祷告的次序就拿走了。
So over the years though, I've noticed that these boys, they still pray in a certain order.
但是过了这么多年，看见这些众子都是按照这个次序来祷告的。
And it isn't what you might think.
不是你所想想象的。
It isn't 1, 2, 3, 4.
不是1, 2, 3, 4.
There usually is a tendency as to which one prays first.
就是誰開口禱告先呢?
But it's not always that way.
又不是常常是這樣的。
But there's a very strong tendency as to who always prays last.
但呢就有一個趨勢呢就是有某個仔呢就是最後才禱告的。
And every time we turn off the lights, and we quiet ourselves before the Lord.
每一次我们熄灯来到向神呼求的时候，
the boys go through and they pray.
咁呢啲仔呢就喺过嚟祷告啦。
And sure enough, there's always that last one.
咁就是每次都系嗰个最尾嘅。
And I'm always thinking, oh Lord, why is he always last?
我就同主讲，点解呢个仔总系最尾祷告啦？
When will he step up and stand up and get to the front?
呢个仔几时系能够唔最尾祷告，能够第一个祷告
？No, I share this not because of necessarily it's something that he has to learn, but I think it's something that the Lord has to teach me that I need to learn.
呢个唔单止系佢所要学习嘅，那神亦都喺嗰度要指示我，容让我要学习。
Because I know when I come to meetings.
因为我知道当我嚟到聚会嘅时候
，I'm not always so prepared.
我唔系常常预备好嘅
，I'm not always so ready.
我唔系已经预备好啦。
And I'm out there ready to hit the ground running.
我唔系一嚟到就即刻开跑嘅嗰个人。
To be there in the forefront.
喺嗰度作为前线嘅人。
Rather I'm in the back.
但系咧佢系喺后边嘅。
And I'm bringing up the rear. And I'm bringing up the rear.
咁我咧就喺后边啦。
So it's a lesson for all of us.
呢个系我哋众人都需要学嘅功课。
That we would not be laggards or lazy.
我们不在那里抬鞋，我们都不在那里懒惰。
But that we would make ourselves ready for the Lord.
我们预备好自己，当主要我们的时候，我们就做。
To be used by Him.
能够被主及时用。
For when we are used by Him, then we will speak in His name.
因为当我们被主使用的时候，我们就来到引出他的名。
You know, Elijah was one who knew who he represented.
以利亚知道他代表的是哪一位。
He did not go before the king to spout off his own ideas.
他没有来到王面前来讲他自己要讲的话。
He came to deliver a message.
他是来到送一个讯息。
He was true, he was faithful to the sender of the message.
他是向他说话的人来尽忠。
And so where Elijah went, the Lord went with him.
所以无论以利亚往哪里去，主都与他同在。
For he knew the Lord God was wherever he was.
因为他知道他无论在边度，主都与他一同。
Because the Lord's Spirit was upon him.
因为主的灵在他身上。
And so that is what allows him to proclaim before his prediction that the Lord God of Israel lives.
所以他能够作出这个伟大的宣告，因为主是活的。
Elijah knew that he represented a living God.
因为他知道他所代表的那位活的神。
This was not a dead God.
这个位不是死了的神。
This is not a God formed by wood or stone.
这个不是用石头或木头所作出来的偶像。
But this is a real living being who had breath, who had a spirit.
那是有生有活有气息有灵的神。
And as a living God then, He is one who can go before us and with us.
因为他是活神，所以他能够在我们前面来行走，引领我们。
And so Elijah knew this, and he stood before the Lord.
以利亚明白这一点, 所以他在神面前站立,
even as he stood before Ahab, he declared, before the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand.
所以当他在阿哈王面前站立的时候,他会说我是奉永生神的名,你要跟他讲这件事情。
He knew that the Lord was right there with him.
他知道这位活神,在那里,与他同在。
And so this is what allowed him to speak with such power, with such eloquence.
因着这样的缘故,他所说出来的话,甚有能力,并且流利的。
When we deliver God's word, we need to be people who are not afraid.
当我们来到传递神的信息的时候,我们不需要惧怕。
There is no need to have fear.
也都不需要惊惶。
In everyday events, we have opportunities to deliver the Word of God.
在每一天,主都给我个机会来到传递神的话。
It's not just here on Sunday mornings when the Word of God is delivered.
不单只在主日的早晨,有神的话流出来。
But there are opportunities each and every day for you and I to deliver the Word of God.
实情在每一天的生活当中,你和我都甚多的机会。
And so when we do, we need not be fearful. We should not be so apologetic. For we need to be like that workman who's not ashamed. Who knows how to accurately handle the word of truth. We were sharing about this last Friday night. We kind of digress a little bit from our sharing, our fellowship. And the brother was talking about how when we share the gospel, that sometimes we back away, many times we back away from the hard part of the gospel.
很多时我们来到福音那些困难的地方,我们就在那里来到退却。
We just want to talk about the love and the grace and the mercy.
我们就在那里只谈到爱,恩典和怜悯。
But we don't want to talk about the cross, about dying to the self.
我们就不愿意讲到十字架,也都不愿意讲到死己。
Because that's too hard, it's too rough.
因为实在太困难了。
People can't handle it.
人不愿意面对。
We need to stand by the words of God.
我们必须站在神的话语上面。
If this is what God gives in our heart,
如果神将这话放在我们的心里面,
then this is what we have to deliver.
我们就必须来到传递这个信息。
We have to be faithful to Him.
我们必须向神而忠心。
Because it's the Lord's message, it's not our message.
因为这个是主的信息,不是我们的信息。
And we need not back down, we need not be afraid, because these words are truth.
我们不需要因着这些信息困难,我们就退却,因为这些是真理。
And really these words are for our own benefit.
这些话是为了我的益处的。
Even though it may be difficult for us to hear.
可能听起来十分困难。
For the word of God is living and active.
因为神的话是有力的,活泼的。
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
好像一柄两刃的利剑一样。
Now able to divide soul and spirit.
更加能够进入人的灵和魂里面放开。
even joints and marrow. And able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
能够进入剖开。
This is God's word.
这个就是神的话。
It is sharp.
就是十分的尖锐,十分的利。
And it can cut in places where no man can cut.
它能够切进人所不能够进入的地方。
Only the word of the Lord can do this.
唯有神的话能够似一柄两刃利剑，能够作如此嘅事。
So we cannot do it in ourselves.
我们不能够自己来做。
And so we need to look to the Lord and stand by the Lord, stand by His words.
我们必须仰望主，站立喺话语嘅上面。
So Elijah stood by the word.
以利亚乃系站立喺神嘅话语嘅上边。
And he knew the word.
并且佢认识神嘅话。
He knew God's promises.
佢知道神嘅应许。
And that's what allowed him to make this proclamation as well.
以至于他能够作出伟大的宣告。
Turn back with me to the book of Deuteronomy.
请打开这个申命记。
In Deuteronomy chapter 11,
第17章,
we can read about the heart of God.
第11章,
we can see what it is that he desires.
就睇下阿神点样样嘅心意系点样样。
Verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. And it shall come about, if you listen obediently to my commandments, which I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul, that he will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and late rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil.
你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他，他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可收藏五谷、新酒和油。
And then in verse 16, Beware lest your hearts be deceived, and you turn away and serve other gods and worship them. Or the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the ground will not yield its fruit, and you will perish quickly from the good land which the Lord has given you.
跳去第十六节，你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就使天闭塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们的美地上速速灭亡。
Elijah knew God's heart.
以利亚晓得神的心意。
He knew God's heart because he knew God's words.
他知道神的心意乃基于他晓得神的话。
He knew God's promises.
他晓得神的应许。
That those who love him would be blessed.
知道爱主的必然得福。
But that those who turn away from him would be cursed.
那些去拜别神的必然受咒诅。
That God would withhold the rain.
主会叫天不下雨。
That God would withhold his blessings.
主亦都叫呢啲祝福唔临到。
And so because Elijah knew the word so well.
因为以利亚晓得呢啲话。
These words became his words.
呢啲话成为佢里面嘅话。
He was the one who had the authority to call on rain and dew.
佢就係嗰個神俾佢權柄，叫天閉塞唔落雨嘅嗰一位。
Because God had given him the authority.
因為神將個權柄賜俾佢。
Because this was God's promise.
因為呢個係神嘅應許。
And he was able to claim this promise and make it his own.
佢喺嗰度能夠找著神嘅應許，成為佢嘅應許。
And so it was by his word that these events occurred.
因藉住主嘅話，叫呢啲事情嚟到如此嚟到發生。
So after he spoke the word,Another word came to him.
当他宣告了这些神的话的时候，另外有话来要临到以利亚。
And this time it was for him to go away.
今次就叫他来要离开。
It was his exit.
就是叫他离开。
To go and hide himself by the brook Cherith.
就叫他逃跑，去基立溪旁那里藏身。
It was not out of fear that he had to go.
不是他自己惧怕，所以他逃跑。
But it was because it was God's word.
那是因着神的话。
The Lord directed him to go to this brook.
主指引他去到这个溪旁。
And its name was Cherith.
就是基立溪旁。
Nowhere else in the Bible is this brook mentioned.
在这个成本圣经里面并没有别处提到基立这个地方。
From the reading here, we know that it was before the Jordan, presumably on the east side of the Jordan.
在这里读的时候我知道在约旦河的东边。
But because we do not know much else about it, we must have assumed that it is something that was small.
因为我们不晓得，我们估计这个是一个很细小的溪来的。
Some place that was relatively unknown.
甚少人晓得的地方。
Certainly it was a hideaway place.
就是一个隐藏的地方。
It was a place that was secure, even safe.
是一个隐蔽又安全的地方。
The word Cherith has importance.
这个基立这个地方是很重要的。
And I think it really speaks of a lesson that the Lord had for Elijah.
这个就讲出神在这个以利亚身上要他学的功课。
The word Cherith means cutting.
这个基立的意思就是切。
It means separation.
那是分开。
It means to be apart.
就是有分别。
And to have God's work done upon us.
就是当神的话临到我们身上的时候。
For this was the place that God was taking Elijah to.
这个就是神引领以利亚去的地方。
Oh, so that he could warn the people of Israel that he was about ready to cut them off.
就是说他要警告以色列人，
他们要分别出来。
Because of all the idolatry in the land.
因为他们在那个拜偶像，神要将他们 切除。
No, God's heart really isn't to cut people off. He wants to restore them.
神的心意不是就这样将人要切开、切除，那是神要将他们恢复。
But when people do not turn, he is left with no other choice but to cut them off.
但是当、人、不跟随神的时候，神没有别的选择，那是将他们就除去。
So God sent Elijah away.
所以神就叫以利亚来到离开。
Really is a warning to the people.
就是其实向他的子民发出一个的警告。
Because with Elijah went the rain.
因为以利亚不在这里就没有雨落了。
There is no Elijah, there's going to be no rain.
没有以利亚就没有雨落了。
And so this was really symbolic of God's hand.
所以这个实在好像一个象征一样，就是神的手在那里。
And how he wanted the people to come and search him out, even search out for Elijah.
他何等愿意人来到寻找，寻找主，就寻找以利亚。
Because God was ready to cut them off because they had failed. They no longer had the interest to search out for God.
神要将他们来剪除，因为他们连寻找神的意愿都没有。
So the absence of rain is something that is a little bit unusual.
干旱是十分的少有的。
You know, we've been through periods of it, just like what we've gone through in the past month.
在我们曾经都或者有过去那几个月干旱了。
But the absence of dew, that is something that's supernatural.
但连露水都没有呢，就是真的超自然了。
Because even in this past month, when it didn't rain, most days we'd wake up and we'd see there would be dew on the ground.
在前一几个月就算没落雨呢，早晨我们起身都见到地上有露水。
Those of you who drive, your windshields would be wet.
你开车那些人，你发觉早晨你那个挡风玻璃，车的挡风玻璃都湿的。
There's even mornings where you'd have to scrape off the ice.
有时早上太冻了，你要将挡风玻璃上面的冰来到铲咗去。
So dew is a very natural thing for us to see.
所以露水咧系一个好自然嘅事。
But when we don't see it, we know that something supernatural is occurring.
但系倘若我哋真系连露水都见唔到，呢个系超自然嘅。
So God was trying to shake up this people, His people, who were slumbering, worshiping idols.
所以主喺嗰度摇动呢啲沉睡嘅子民。
God was waiting for them.
主喺度等候佢哋。
Just as He Himself was waiting for Elijah.
就好似佢等候呢个以利亚一样。
Not that Elijah had to turn from idols.
唔系因为以利亚要从偶像回转。
But Elijah himself had to turn to the living God.
那是以利亚他自己本身都必要仰望这一位永生神。
We know Elijah ran out to the brook Cherith because the Lord had directed him.
我们晓得以利亚来到去到基立的溪旁，那是主引导他的。
It was for his protection.
为着来保障他。
For surely if he had stayed behind before the queen and the king,He would have been cut off himself.
因为如果他仍然留在这个王的面前，这个坏的王和这个王后呢，必然要将他来剪除。
So the Lord hid him away.
所以主将他隐藏。
Just as we need to hide away.
就好像我们必须要隐藏在主的里面一样。
Because if we never hide away in the Lord, we will just be stuck in the world.
如果我们不隐藏在主的里面，我们必然就在世界当中。
If we never learn,to spend that time and to cut ourselves off from the world, then we will do much harm to ourselves.
如果我们从来不学习将我们与世界连结来到展开的时候，我们必然呢没学习到那个与主同在。
When you think about this world and all that it has to offer,
如果你想起地和地上所有的吸引，
it looks so good on the outside.
外边十分美好。
It's so pleasing, it's so satisfying.
是引人吸引人的眼目的，并且叫人来到满足的。
But then when we take of it, we find we're disappointed.
但当我们尝这一切的时候，我们里面就觉得会失望。
It doesn't give us that satisfaction.
因为从来不能够叫我们得着完全的满足。
In fact, it just draws us farther and farther away from the Lord God.
因为世上一切的吸引只能够叫我们越来越远离主。
It is actually something that threatens our spiritual lives.
并且是威胁到我们属灵的生命。
Because we are not people of this world.
因为我们不是属于这个世上边。
But we are people of the heavenly kingdom.
我们乃是属天的子民。
And so that is where God wants us to be.
这个是主所吩咐我们的。
God hides us away not just for our own protection, but then also for our benefit.
主将我们隐藏在他的里面的时候，不单只是保护我们，也都是为着我们的好处。
Because it is at this place of cutting, it is at this place of separation that the Lord refines us.
因为唯有与世来到分别，主才能够在那里来到炼净我们。
He changes us, He perfects us, He makes us into the person like Christ.
他在那里来到叫我们改变，叫我们更加完全，以至于我们能够更似主。
So the Lord has to trim away our flesh.
主在那里要将我们的肉体来除去。
He has to trim away all those bad habits in our lives.
他要将我们生活里边那些坏习惯来除去。
Even Elijah.
就算是以利亚。
As great of a man as he was.
一位伟大的先知。
Even he had his shortcomings.
他还有他的短处。
The Lord had to hide him away.
主要将他隐藏。
To do his work.
作他成他的工在他的先知的身上。
And just as we have heard recently, the Lord has to hide us away for long periods of time before we're able to serve Him.
好像最近我们就听到在特会里面，就是主要将我们隐藏一段比较长的时间在他的里面，在他能够用我们之先。
Now when we go back and we look through the individuals in the Bible, their years of private service exceeds their years of public service.
当我们来到看见圣经里面人物的时候，即是看见他们隐藏的服侍的年日远超过公开服侍的年日。
As we think of Moses and David, even Paul, Saul.
圣经里面的人物好像这个摩西、大卫、扫罗、就是保罗。
Now God has to hide us away.
神要将他们来到隐藏。
Because he has to teach us first.
因为他必须来到教导我们。
And then even after he hides us away, and then he uses us to speak a good word for him.
唯有我们被隐藏在里面，他才能够使用我们来到作他的善工。
He needs us to go back to him and hide away again.
不是一次出来作善工就完了，他也都需要我们再回到里面隐藏在基督的里面。
Now, I'm often reminded of how it is like when you go to school, when you're studying.
就好像我们去学校读书一样。
That they say for every 1 hour of lecture, every 1 hour of class, you should be studying at home for 3 or 4 hours.
就话你每上一堂课咧，翻屋企要做三四个钟功课嘅。
To some degree, that principle also holds true in the matters of God's household.
其实咧喺神嘅家里面仍然一样嘅。
That our service before the Lord will only be as much as far.Is what we have learned with the Lord in those private times.
我们所能够活出来服侍主，公开服侍只能够反映出我们隐藏在主里面的生活是学习了多
少。 So Elijah was one who was obedient, and he went as the Lord directed him to go out.
以利亚就是一位信服的人他因着主的引领就去到那个地方。
And he drank of this brook.
他在这个溪水里面来饮这个溪水。
Now, this was the brook that God had ordained for him.
那是主为他分别出来的溪。
It was to him the living water.
对他来讲就是活水。
Water that would supply for him in ways that he did not even know.
就是在他不晓得的时候，主就为他预备了这个活水。
Because this was water from God.
这个水是由神来的。
And when we drink from those living waters, from those eternal fountains of God, we will never thirst again.
当我们来到喝这个活水的时候，我们就永远不再喝。
So this is something that I believe the Lord had to show Elijah.
这个就是主要教导以利亚的。
To go drink deep of Him. To go drink deep of the Lord.
去到深处，你要饮主的活水，进入主的深处里面。
And when we do, we will find refreshment and restoration.
我们是如此做的时候，我们里面就得到更新。
For how could Elijah himself perform this ministry of restoration, of bringing people back together, unless he himself was first restored by the Lord?
以利亚能够何能如此做呢？叫这些以色列人被恢复呢？倘若不是他自己首先在主面前得恢复的话。
No, other brooks were larger. Other rivers ran faster.
有更大的溪水，有更快的河流。
But this is the place where God had for Elijah.
但是主卻預備了這個基立溪的溪水，單單為了以利亞。
So this is the place where Elijah went and drank.
這個就是神要以利亞去的。
He was also fed by the ravens, just as God had commanded.
主亦都叫這個烏鴉來到將食物帶給他。
These ravens brought him meat and bread every day, twice a day, morning and evening.
烏鴉早晚兩次將餅和肉擔來給以利亞。
It's a little bit ironic that God would use creatures such as these to serve him.
很奇妙的，居然會叫烏鴉擔嘢嚟俾佢食。
We know from reading the law, the Jewish law, that these birds, these ravens, were unclean animals.
我們知道從他們移民的律法來看，烏鴉屬於不潔的動物。
Probably because they were scavengers, they touched dead meat.
因為烏鴉他們是食屍肉的。
These were greedy, merciless creatures.
烏鴉是貪心的，並且沒有憐憫的。
They were animals that were very eager, that were very hungry for food.
他們看到食物就狂了。They
always just looked to be satisfied.
就常常要滿足自己的。
They did not even feed their own young.
這些甚至乎看到食物都不會記得餵自己的烏鴉仔。
And so hence we have that term ravenous, as far as when people are so hungry that they neglect all others around them and they just think of themselves.
英文有個字就好像烏鴉咁嘅，就係話如果太餓嘅時候就係顧住自己，邊個都唔顧嘅。
So why would God use these animals?
點解主會用呢類嘅動物咧？
I think it's because God wanted to show Elijah that he cared for him.
乃是神願意俾以利亞知道神乃係看顧佢嘅。
That he could even use those creatures that were so merciless, so uncaring, and use them in a position of care.
甚至乎這些毫無憐憫，不懂得顧人的動物，神都能夠用它來顯示出神的憐憫，神的愛憐在當中。
That God is a God of compassion.
主是有憐憫的神。
That he can even take these impassionate, unloving creatures and make them and turn them into someone who is caring.
他甚至能夠叫這些毫不憐憫的雀仔能夠帶出神的憐憫。
So Elijah could see that the hand of God is at work.
以利亞就看見，從此可以知道神的手在動工。
Because this was his ministry, to turn the hearts of those who were disobedient to be those who would become righteous.
因為這乃是他的使命，就是叫那些不順服的人能夠轉向順服。
How easy it would be for him to just say to God, forget these people, they're so evil, they're so wrong. Why even care for them?
他可以就跟主說，為什麼要憐憫饒恕這班人呢？這班人錯得這麼厲害。
But through seeing how God provided for him through ravens,
但藉著烏鴉，神怎樣來憐憫他？
He himself understood that he, in the spirit and power of the Lord, could provide for others who are also merciless and without love.
他就看見神能夠 讓他有這樣的心智和能力，叫人來回轉。
Things don't always appear to be the way they are.
外邊的事情一定是按著這樣的事情來外表來發生的。
So we have to learn to accept the things that God has for us.
所以我們必須按著主的心意來接受主所願意作成的事。
It may not be so obvious.
可能有時不是那麼明顯。
But as we wait upon the Lord,
但當我們在主面前來等候的時候,
you know, he will show us in his good time.
在主認為好的時候，他會將這些事向我們顯明。
So we need to learn to come and accept his provision, his ways, and even his timing.
所以我們必須學習到他面前，來到接受主的安排，主的時間，和主的道路、方法。
There's one more lesson that I think the Lord has to teach us through this.
還有一個功課，我覺得主是藉著這些信息叫我們有學習的。And
one more lesson that Elijah had to learn.
就是以利亞所要學的功課。
We read in verse 7. that eventually the brook dried up.
第七節就是說到這個溪水有一天乾了。
God, the one who gives the rain, the one who sustains the brook, let it dried up.
那位主是維持這個水給過他的這個地溪水居然乾了。
If you were Elijah, if I were Elijah, I would say, God, why?
如果我是以利亞的話，我就會問神為什麼。
You sent me out here, you put me out in the desert in this waste place, you gave me this river, you gave me food, but now you're taking it away, why?
你叫我來過這個地方，你叫我隱藏在這個基立溪旁，你給食物我，你給水我，但現在水乾了，為什麼呢？
Surely you must have other springs that could keep the water flowing.
你還有沒有其他溪水給過我呢？
Why have you cut it off?
為什麼你不叫這個溪水 乾結了呢？
It's easy to get comfortable.
我們很容易處於安樂的。
It's easy to just be content and stay where we're at. Even though the circumstances or situation, the setting may not be ideal, it may not be perfect.
我們很容易安於現狀的。有時候甚至乎那些環境不是說一定是百分之一百好像我們這樣想，但我們容易安於現狀。
You know, as human beings, we're very adaptable.
我們人呢很容易適應。
We get very comfortable.
我們很快呢會覺得安於現狀。
When we go away to a conference for days on end,
好像我們去特會一樣。
You know, the living standard is, I'm sure, not what you're used to. It's not as high as what you live in.
好像特會裡面所居住的環境跟你家裡相差應該很遠了。
But nevertheless, we get comfortable.
但是呢我們呢很快會適應的。
And we come to enjoy it.
我們慢慢呢又會享用。
Not just because we're at Redwood Christian Park and the trees are nice and the beds are hard and whatever else.
不是因為我們在紅木林那個地方的樹很漂亮或者那些床硬一點。
But it's because we meet the Lord there and we meet His people there and we have fellowship.
因為在那裡我們與主來相遇，我與弟兄們有交通。
And so we rest in this and we get comfortable with this.
因此的緣故呢，我在那裡覺得哎呀很舒服。
We sometimes think, oh, I wish this time wouldn't end.
有時我覺得哎呀不如這個時間不要停止，都在那裡了。
Are any of you ever like this or you're all like, oh, well, I want to go home, I want to get back to my software.
有沒有這種感覺，還是覺得哎呀我快快離開回家呢？
We don't, yeah, we want that soft bed, but we don't want the time to end. We want to be with the Lord.
我們想有這個彈簧的大床，但我們又不想與主中絕了個交通。
But the Lord has to move us along.
但主要引領我們一路向前走。
He has another task for us.
祂在我們前面安排另外一件的事工。
He has some other service for us.
有另一個服侍在前頭。
He had some other service for Elijah.
他有另外一個服侍給以利亞。
So he told Elijah to arise and go.
所以他告訴以利亞你起來去。
To go to Zarephath.
去到撒勒法。
Which was God's refinery.
就是神煉淨的地方。
Because there's still some more refining work that God needs to do on his servant.
因為神還有煉淨的工作必須做在他的仆人身上。
Now we as people of God have to learn this life of refinement.
我們作為神的子民都要學習被煉淨的功課。
It is part of our sanctification.
這個乃是叫我們成聖的功課。
It is part of how God changes us from that which is so defiled, that which is so rotten. He turns it into something that is of use for Him.
祂叫我們因著這樣，叫我們能夠被煉淨，從敗壞當中能夠成為聖潔。
But that transition only starts in those quiet places.Those quiet times.
但是这个变化必须在这个隐藏安静的地方来发生。
We can never expect to be made in the image of our Lord if we do not spend time away with our Lord.
我们倘若要成为主的形象样式，就必须有花时间与主一同。
This needs to be a priority within our lives.
这个必须成为我们生命里面首先的先决的。
We want the things of God, but what are we willing to do? What are the sacrifices that we're willing to make to obtain the things of God.
我哋想要得着啊神啊嘅事物，就必须放弃将摆上我哋嘅自己，以主能够得着。
Are we willing to lay ourselves down, to deny ourselves, to pick up the cross?
我哋愿唔愿意放低我哋自己啊，为主嚟负起呢个十架？
Now, to let God cut away at us.
啊，愿意主喺我哋身上边嚟到动工。
So that we can be changed.
以至于我哋能够更新而变化。
So that we can become useful for Him.
以至于我哋能够成为被主用嘅。
And so that we can even become ones who are pleasurable to Him.
以至于我哋能够成为被主眼里边看为可喜悦嘅。
Now the Lord has really spoken to me about this in this past month, in this new year.
啊，过去呢个月新年嘅来临，主将呢个信息嚟俾过我。
So far as my times of devotion, my quiet times with the Lord.
啊，好似我早晨，好似我与主啊安静嘅时候。
In the matter of prayer.
啊，就系祷告嘅时候。
I'm really having to learn that it's not just a matter of needing to spend time before the Lord in order to gain His power.
啊，唔单单学习啊，安静喺主嘅面前有得着佢嘅能力。
No, to have His power because He is our power source.
啊，能够得着嘅能力，因为佢系能力嘅泉源。
But it's much more than that.
啊，唔单单系咁样。
It's not what we get out of it.
啊，唔系我哋得到几多。
But as we come and spend those quiet times with Him.
啊，乃系当我哋与安静喺主嘅面前嘅时候。
What does the Lord get out of it?
主喺我身上边得着咩嘢
？Does he find pleasure in us？
佢喺我身上边有冇得着喜悦
？Does he take delight？
啊，佢喺冇系咪喺嗰度得着喜悦
？Are we able to bear forth that good fruit for our Lord Himself to enjoy？
我哋喺嗰度有冇结出好嘅果子被主嚟到享用咧
？This only happens when we go to that cutting place。
呢个唯有我哋学习呢个被主。用让主在身上边嚟到切除嘅功课。
When we go away to that brook Cherith, where it's quiet,
当我哋真系去到基立溪旁，当我安静喺主嘅面前
，and where we can find God,
喺嗰度我哋能够寻见主
，and where God can find us,
主亦都嚟到寻见我哋。
And may the Lord have His work on us.
愿主嘅工作作成喺我哋众人嘅身上。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我哋祷告。
Father in heaven, we praise and thank you that you are one who does not give up on us.
啊，父神啊，感谢赞美你，因为你从来冇撇弃过我哋。
That you have your work upon us.
你喺我众人身上边有你嘅工作。
We thank you for where you have taken us.
啊，因着你过往所带领嘅，我感谢你。
We thank you for bringing us into your house.
啊，感谢主引领我哋到神嘅家嘅里面。
Oh, how good it is to dwell in your house.
哦，喺神嘅家里面，哦，等嘅美好。
Oh Lord, we want to remain here.
哦，主啊，我哋乃系心愿住喺你嘅家中。
And we want to remain with you.
我哋都心愿住喺你嘅里面。
Open up our eyes so that we see you.
哦，开我哋眼目，叫我哋能够从里边睇见主。
That we know that you're a God who is everywhere.
我哋知道，叫我哋晓得主。
But that you
喺啊，主与我哋同在。
But that you would want us to dwell with you somewhere.
Oh, 主啊，虽然你常与我同在，但叫我哋真系愿意啊，单独嘅与你同在。
Somewhere that is quiet.
啊，就安静嘅地方。
Somewhere that is out of the public eye.
啊，就系众人所睇唔见嘅地方。
Where we don't have to be concerned about our image nor our performance.
我哋唔需要喺嗰度忧虑、顾虑我哋嘅形象，唔需要顾虑我哋有咩嘅表现。
Where only your eyes are looking upon us.
因为喺嗰度单单我主嘅眼目嚟到注视我。
Draw us close to you.
哦，叫我哋嚟到注视主嘅自己。
And this year, may we find times of refreshment in you.
喺啊，今个年度，主啊，叫我哋喺主里面，主啊，得着更新。
We pray that we would run to no other.
哦，主啊，主，我哋祷告，我哋唔要别嘅。
But you and you alone.
乃单单嘅要主嘅自己。
Because you are those living waters.
因为你就系嗰个活水。
And you do provide that bread that satisfies.
啊，并且你系赐我哋天粮，叫我得满足。
Through the work of our Lord Jesus.
啊，藉着主嘅话。
Who has brought us into the house.
啊，就引领我哋进到神嘅家里面。
Once again, through the work of our Lord in the Spirit.
亦都藉着主嘅工作，透过圣灵。
you will sustain us.
你喺嗰度啊嚟到啊维持我哋。
And even make us into the people that you want us to be.
啊，并且叫我哋成为你所喜悦嘅子民。
Into that glorious church that you can take delight in.
啊，被冒造成为嗰个荣耀嘅教会。
We pray that your perfect will be done upon us.
愿主自己完全嘅旨意成就喺我身上。
And we pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
透过奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.